This is the listening section. There are two parts in this section. You will hear each part twice. After each part, you will have a 10-second pause to do.
Part 1. You will hear a conversation between two men talking on the radio about job. Choose the correct answer from A, B or C for each question.
On JobWise this week, Toby Merchant is going to talk about his job. Welcome, Toby.
Thank you.
Now, you work for a large engineering company called Atkins Engineering. How long have you been there?
I've worked there for 3 years. While I was at university, I worked for a small company during the holidays. And when I left university, they offered me a job. I stayed there for 6 months, and then I succeeded in getting a much better job at Atkins Engineering.
What kind of work do you actually do?
Most people in my company work on motorways and road building. But since I started here, I've spent all my time working on the new airport. We haven't finished the designs yet, so building won't start for a while. In the future, I'd really like to work on something smaller, like houses and flats.
And do you enjoy your job? Is it what you expected?
I do enjoy it. And no, it's not really what I expected. I thought I'd spend most of my time in the office designing buildings and roads and bridges. I was surprised to find that I actually spend a lot of my time discussing things with other people. I work very closely with architects, for example. And I'm mostly outside, away from the office.
Sounds interesting. It's not a very popular occupation, though, is it? Why is that, do you think?
Most people know that engineers earn a good salary, so it's not that. No, it's because young people think it's not going to be interesting. But I find it a very exciting job, and there are lots of opportunities for both men and women.
Are there any disadvantages to the job?
Well, some people don't like the long hours. That doesn't worry me, because I love my work. What I find difficult is that I can't plan my free time. Sometimes there's an emergency, or I have to travel to talk to someone. But I always look forward to going on holiday. We have 6 weeks off a year, so I can't really complain.
Thank you, Toby, for coming to talk to us about...
Listen to part one again.
On JobWise this week, Toby Merchant is going to talk about his job. Welcome, Toby.
Thank you.
Now, you work for a large engineering company called Atkins Engineering. How long have you been there?
I've worked there for 3 years. While I was at university, I worked for a small company during the holidays. And when I left university, they offered me a job. I stayed there for 6 months, and then I succeeded in getting a much better job at Atkins Engineering.
What kind of work do you actually do?
Most people in my company work on motorways and road building. But since I started here, I've spent all my time working on the new airport. We haven't finished the designs yet, so building won't start for a while. In the future, I'd really like to work on something smaller, like houses and flats.
And do you enjoy your job? Is it what you expected?
I do enjoy it. And no, it's not really what I expected. I thought I'd spend most of my time in the office designing buildings and roads and bridges. I was surprised to find that I actually spend a lot of my time discussing things with other people. I work very closely with architects, for example. And I'm mostly outside, away from the office.
Sounds interesting. It's not a very popular occupation, though, is it? Why is that, do you think?
Most people know that engineers earn a good salary, so it's not that. No, it's because young people think it's not going to be interesting. But I find it a very exciting job. And there are lots of opportunities for both men and women.
Are there any disadvantages to the job?
Well, some people don't like the long hours. That doesn't worry me, because I love my work. What I find difficult is that I can't plan my free time. Sometimes there's an emergency, or I have to travel to talk to someone. But I always look forward to going on holiday. We have 6 weeks off a year, so I can't really complain.
Thank you, Toby, for coming to talk to us about...
Part 2. You will hear a man, talking on the radio, about a new sports and fitness center. Fill in each blank, with no more than 2 words or numbers.
And just to finish our roundup of local news, Chris Peterson is going to tell us about the new Crossways Sports and Fitness Centre.
Yes, thank you. It's almost finished, and the sports centre will be open to the public next week on June the 16th. That's for sports and swimming. The fitness centre isn't quite finished, however, and won't be open until the 21st of August. The fitness centre looks out over the lake and has one of the best views in the area, so we're all looking forward to that. I'll give you some information now about what you can do in the sports centre. There are facilities for indoor sports, that's squash, volleyball, basketball and table tennis, and outdoor sports like football, tennis and hockey. There's also a new swimming pool. It's 50 metres long. That's twice the size of the old pool, which was only 25 metres. And for those of you who want to get fit, you should book an appointment with an advisor in our fitness centre, who will help you decide which equipment to use or which classes to join. For instance, we can show you equipment to make your legs stronger or give you an exercise plan for your whole body. If you want to reserve a place in a class, go to reception or phone the sports club number. There are keep fit classes, exercise and dance classes. Our prices compare very well with other sports and fitness centres in the region. You pay an annual fee and then an entrance fee per visit. It's a good idea to book as it will get very busy on Saturdays and Sundays. Half price entrance will be available on Wednesdays for students. There's a website, and I'll give you the phone number.
Listen to part 2 again.
And just to finish our roundup of local news, Chris Peterson is going to tell us about the new Crossways Sports and Fitness Centre.
Yes, thank you. It's almost finished, and the sports centre will be open to the public next week on June the 16th. That's for sports and swimming. The fitness centre isn't quite finished, however, and won't be open until the 21st of August. The fitness centre looks out over the lake and has one of the best views in the area, so we're all looking forward to that. I'll give you some information now about what you can do in the sports centre. There are facilities for indoor sports, that's squash, volleyball, basketball and table tennis, and outdoor sports like football, tennis and hockey. There's also a new swimming pool. It's 50 metres long. That's twice the size of the old pool, which was only 25 metres. And for those of you who want to get fit, you should book an appointment with an advisor in our fitness centre, who will help you decide which equipment to use or which classes to join. For instance, we can show you equipment to make your legs stronger or give you an exercise plan for your whole body. If you want to reserve a place in a class, go to reception or phone the sports club number. There are keep fit classes, exercise and dance classes. Our prices compare very well with other sports and fitness centres in the region. You pay an annual fee and then an entrance fee per visit. It's a good idea to book as it will get very busy on Saturdays and Sundays. Half price entrance will be available on Wednesdays for students. There's a website, and I'll give you the phone number.
That is the end of the listening section. Stop working on this section, and do the other parts of the test.